Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And I'm going to encourage you really to share this work. We got a short amount of time to really save this country. And for many people, save their freedom and very likely even many lives. So please share far and wide. We are brought to you by Body Align, ALIGN, bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. And what that is we sent out this EMF patch, and you put it on the back of your phone, very easy to attach. And what it does is it gives you protection from 5G and EMF radiation that comes into that proximity. And a lot of people are doing irreversible harm to themselves. Many cancer-causing situations involving your cell phones, your tablets, and so forth, under constant bombardment that wears down our immune system. Well, this provides a shield, and it works. And people are swearing by it. All you got to do to find out more is go to bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. That's ALIGN, bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. Well, the family went out yesterday to cast our early ballots. And we went at approximately 5:30 local time. And we had to drive, oh gosh, probably about 22 to 25 miles, south of our rural home into the most northwesterly suburb of Phoenix, Surprise, Arizona. And we pulled up. The parking lot was absolutely filled. And I'm thinking, my gosh, it's after business hours. And I didn't know what to expect because we had had previously, this is new for this area, we had to go into downtown Phoenix to drop off our ballots before. This time was a different story. My wife said, hey, we can go down to Surprise and do this. I go, okay, a lot closer. Let's go do it. And we'll get a quick bite to eat. So we went, and it's after business hours. And I envisioned you'd have a drop box where you just drop off the ballot and go. And my wife was originally going to take all three, and then that's illegal under Arizona law. And it's a good thing we didn't have her do it because they were monitoring. I could not, they actually had someone guarding the ballot box to make sure one person, one envelope. And then they were making sure that you had filled out the envelope correctly in terms of name and contact information, or they had a question on signature verification. Oh my gosh, that's the way it's supposed to be done. This was shocking. But let me tell you what we found. We got in the parking lot. We had a really hard time finding a place to park. So eventually we found a place to park. Multitude of cars, people going, and I'm thinking business hours are over. And I just, like I said, I thought there'd be just a drop box and that'd be the end of it, like mailing a letter from a mailbox. Now we went into a building and we kind of followed this crowd, and there was a line that went down a hallway and out the door. And I'm going, oh my gosh, it's incredible. And then we got to bypass the line because these people were actually waiting to vote. And so then we bypassed this long, long line and went into the area where people were voting, and they had the ballot box. And what we did was absolutely amazing. It was incredible. There was a line for the ballot box. And I'm thinking, this is crazy. But I appreciated the security that they were offering. I really did. It was nothing that you're going to get in California, that's for sure. So anyway, they come in there, and we drop off our ballots. And then we're talking to people on the way out. And my wife put on her jacket because she had a Trump shirt on. And it was, they said, oh, you had your jacket on. It's not that cold. She goes, yeah, but you're not supposed to wear a political shirt in there. So she covered up. And we started talking to these people. And they were all voting for Trump and voting for Carrie Lake, which has an uphill battle against all the corruption. And we said, we have never seen anything like this ever. You go into downtown Phoenix where they have hordes of people last year. You didn't have a line. You got out of your car, you dropped off your ballot, you left. No one was supervising. And I was stunned, stunned. So this morning, I'm on with Stephen Bannoun on John Moore's Roundtable, and we come on every Tuesday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Pacific, and we talk about issues of the day. And John started off the conversation by saying, "Yeah, I went to vote early, and wow, so many people voting, it was incredible." And Stephen Bannoun said the same thing. And I'm thinking, okay, so we got three different states going on now. We got Florida, we got Missouri, and we got Arizona. And the early voting was off the charts. Now, let me tell you about my area. John's area is heavy Republican, as is Stephen's. And our area is heavy Republican. Both of our state reps, our congressman, and our state senator, they're all GOP. So you know that probably you're dealing with at least 70% GOP voters there that were in line. And I'm encouraged, and I'll tell you why. We have been preaching, take nine people to vote. Get nine people to go vote in addition to you. Vote early. Don't trust the machines. Vote early. And that's been a constant theme, as you know, here in our broadcast. People are listening. The Trump people, vote early. Every time you turn around, GOP, vote early. The numbers, I think, are off the charts. Now, nationally, I'm hearing reflections of early GOP voting, early mail-in ballots, which is a bad idea, but at least people are trying to vote. But the numbers favor the Republicans in much greater numbers than they've ever had before, and they've closed the gap with Democrats. This is what we have to do because they're going to cheat to abnormal levels. Let me share this with you with, again, going back over Dr. Jerome Corsi's presentation on my show when I interviewed him last week. He said 33% of all voter rolls approximately are infiltrated by CIA fake voters. They create a digital footprint, then people voting in their name, and they're not real. It's a good thing Kamala Harris has a real and true 10% approval rating. But then they got the machine issues, you got the mail-in ballot issues. They can cheat at a tremendous level. But what I'm seeing is really going to make it hard for them to cheat. And I think it'll be so overwhelming that even Ray Charles could see that elections are rigged. But we just might be able to overcome it. And the Trump campaign people are saying, make it too big to rig, vote early. That's a great saying, and it's absolutely correct. And I want to emphasize that what we're saying here seems to be working along with the other people saying the same thing. And please do your part. Vote as if your life depends on it, and get other people to vote as if your and their life depends on it, because it does. So I'm reporting good news from Arizona. I was stunningly surprised. My wife and I, we looked at each other, go, "Can you believe this?" And I was gesturing to this huge crowd. And then multitudes of people were coming in as we were leaving. I think people sensed the danger. But we've got to reach the uncommitted. Oh, that voting isn't for me. You've got to push. Push, push, push. We only have a week to go. Keep going. We can do this, America. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Problem, solution, expert. Five-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today.